we were approached by one of our customers who is a good friend of Noel Ginsberg of InTech Plastics and is the one who is heading Colorado PPE Manufacturing Task Force. And our customer called us last Wednesday, said, hey, I know you guys deal with plastics. Would you guys be willing to look into supplying one of these items that we have shortages in through your plastic processing? And doing a little bit of research online, thought it might be a good idea for us to play in that world of a face shield.
Can you just describe what it looks like and its purpose for medical workers?
So there's two components to this face shield that we've developed, and it's been a collaboration of Genesis Plastics, individual named Doug Gord, who came up with the initial design for the 3D printed, what we're calling a halo, and then the flat sheet face shield is what Genesis Plastics would manufacture. From the logistics side of things, we've taken Doug's design and modified it so that it could be 3D printed. And this halo that's 3D printed goes around your forehead and then back behind your ears. And then our flat sheet face shield, which runs from the forehead down to the chin and then from ear to ear, snaps over the front of this halo. So again, two pieces, a 3D printed halo and then a thermal formed thin gauge face shield that snaps onto that halo. The challenge here for ourselves and the Colorado PPE Manufacturing Task Force has been, how do we release and supply these face shields quickly to the supply chain for individuals that need these PPE items? As we all know, there's a shortage in these items, from gowns to gloves to masks to face shields. And we can produce, and from a manufacturing standpoint, when we're up and running, 5,000 to 6,000 face shields an hour. The hard thing here is that we can't 3D print 5,000 to 6,000 halos an hour. So we've joined forces with a lot of local 3D printing companies and even manufacturers that have 3D printing machines that are actually shutting down their lines and helping us manufacture these halos.
The governor recently held up one of these face shields at a press conference to talk about this effort to make PPE here in Colorado. What was it like to see that face shield get held up by the governor, and what's the interest been in what you're doing since then?
It's been really cool, as you can imagine, and we're very proud of our efforts here, and we're proud of being able to help all the individuals out here in the state of Colorado, at least initially, in helping them feel safe and provide protection as they're out there trying to help the residents and the community within Colorado. To see the governor show that as an example, as far as being proud, we were very proud to be able to turn that prototype around very quickly. And what has happened, and it was within 15 to 30 minutes of that interview and presentation by the governor on Sunday night, that we were starting to get an influx of emails. And within that influx of emails, there's been a majority of those have been people with 3D printers or companies with 3D printers that have been willing to offer up their services to manufacture those halos. And then also we've had inquiries from some vendors and suppliers about offering up how they can help as far as logistics or delivering goods to. We've had a very high influx as well as people wanting to see if we have employment opportunities here at Genesis Plastic.
How about for you personally? You know, when you first started seeing news of this viral outbreak making its way to the United States, did you think that you were going to get wrapped up in it in this particular kind of way?
We were wondering. we'd heard early on, and I had heard on national radio and national TV that, ventilators were the first thing that were kind of identified as, there's going to be a shortage of ventilators. Mm-hmm. And what we tend to do as a core here, and we joke about it, but we bleed plastic. And what we mean by that is it's that bad habit of when you're in the store, you go around and you look at items and you say, hey, we make that, or we make packaging for that, or it's plastic. How can we make that? And as a core here, we tend to be thinking off hours about plastic in a humorous way, but other ways that we can help out. And the face shield seemed to be the best way for us to help immediately. It's really satisfying. I could say as a company as whole and as an individual myself to be able to have a play in this game, to feel like we're helping protect individuals in a time where there's very high anxiety about what's going to be next in this world and the current status of COVID-19.